Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Mr. Ewing, please? Is it Paul Ewing?
Yes. It's speaking. Who's calling?
Yes, it's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We had a conversation last week and we've arranged a call back with you regarding your time in care.
Yeah.
Am I all right to do the conversation with you at the moment?
Yes, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. So first things first, what I want to explain to you is we do not expect you to pull out evidence or anything like that. That's not the case because we understand it's hard enough for you to go back and obviously relive that situation. Now, we
need to make sure we've got...
Which is totally understandable. So all I just need to do for you is basically make sure we've got your details on file and I'll make sure we get it submitted off for you today. Is that okay with you, darling? Because we can locate your records for you too. Now, is this the best mobile number for you, Mr. Ewing?
Yes.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, sir?
It's the 11th of May, 1978.
And could I please ask you for your door number, so what's your house number?
4040.
Sorry?
4040.
4040. And what's your postcode?
K-U-R-3-3-Bravo-Tango.
So I've got K-A-3-3-Bravo-Tango. What I'll do is I'll look at that address on postcode finder. Is that Lothian Road in Kilmarnock?
Lothian.
Do you live at Lothian Road?
L-O-T-H-I-A-N.
Perfect, yeah, that's correct. And we have an email address down here for you. Is your email paulewing1978@gmail.com? Perfect, no problem. And in regards to yourself, can I ask, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No, I haven't.
Let me have a look here. Let me just have a look here. Do not worry, that's perfectly fine. Let me just have a look here. Just have a look for him. Let me just have a look here for you. And can I please ask you, have you ever been known of any other names, such as, have you got any nicknames or any other surnames or anything?
Yeah, I do have to be that.
Sorry?
I have to be my right. You're a lawyer, aren't you?
So, could you spell that for me?
Wait, you want to give me my nickname? I don't really get it, but give it out.
Okay, so what we just need to know is there any other names that you may be known of on the care register?
On the police register?
No, so when we're looking for when we look for you on the system, is there any other names other than Paul Ewing that we will be able to find you with?
Peeler.
Peeler?
It's spelled by the name, it's P-E-A-L-E.
Perfect, Peel. Thank you for that. Not a problem, nickname.
I'll be there as well. And
could you spell that?
It was Northern Road and one Oak Hill, Long Park. Come on.
And can I ask you, do you remember what your mum and dad was called?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What was mum's name?
Elizabeth.
Is it Elizabeth Peel of Halfway?
Elizabeth Ewing.
And what's the surname? Was that Ewing?
Yes, Ewing, yeah. And my father, Peter Ewing.
And father was Peter Green.
Peter Green.
How do you spell his surname? Is that Green? G-R-E-E-N?
Mum's E-W-I-N-G.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said sorry about that.
Right.
And was when you grew up prior to care, did you grow up in the area of where you are living at the moment, in Kilmarnock, or did you grow up in a new area, in a different area? Stewarton, Kilmarnock. So is that where you want? And was you? Perfect, no problem. So it would have been the same local authority that popped you into care. It would have been Kilmarnock. And was it just you that was taken into care?
My neighbour next door, he's blind. And he's recording me and stuff. He's 24/7 his message. All about this because of what happened to me when I was young. The police.
They got on there.
Right,
and was it just you that was taken into care, or did you have any siblings that was taken into care too?
No, it was just me. I thought I was in the open home and I thought I'd be smart, didn't I? And so
And how old was you? How old was you when then when you was first taken into care?
14 years old,
no problem. And do you know why you were taken into care? Was that due to your behaviour? Was it due to parents? Behaviour.
So I'm trying to find a children's plan. I can give you a social worker that used to be me.
So was you popped into care due to your behaviour? Is it like refusing to go to school and things like that?
No, refusing to go to school. I was just getting teachers' rents, the shelves. And
okay, so it was due to your behaviour, why behaviour issues?
Was it the got issues?
Okay, so... So the reason why you was not with mum and dad, why you wasn't able to stay at home with mum and dad was because of your behaviour issues. So therefore you was neglected straight away because they should have, that should not have been a reason why. Now what I need from you is basically, whilst this claim's going ahead, we are going to get it put into some sort of motion for you today. The claim can take anything from 8 to 12 months. Now, it's not the case where we are going to hope that you're going to get some money back. We know we are going to be able to submit a claim for you. The only thing that we are waiting on is the value. Now, each claim will average to around £48,000. So you can look at that, but you can be looking at a little bit more than that because each case is different. Okay. Now, what I need from you is if anything happens to you over the next few months whilst this case is ongoing, who would you be happy to keep your money? Have you got any children or anybody like that you would be happy for us to give the money to?
Oh, God.
Do you have any close friends or anything?
I'm not involved.
I mean, we hope nothing will happen to you anyway, but who would you say that if anything did happen to you, who would you say would be organising?
To give the money to. Give it to my father, it's bigger than my family.
Okay. And is your father still alive at the moment?
Yes, he is, yeah. Steve Evan.
What's his name? Oh, sorry, have you got his number?
Oh, hey, So we are.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. It's 075.
Yep.
8 feet. Sorry, 8. Again. 07850.
Yep.
450-634.
Yep. 634. Thank you so much for that. And can I also ask you, when you were sent to care for the first time at around 14 years old, do you know the first ever place they sent you to? What was that called?
Yes. Warner Street.
Warner Street
in Stevenson. It was an open home.
In Stevenson.
Yes.
Stevenson, it's, open
it's,
home.
It's,
and it's...
Next, you got off the train and it was a street... Facing you, right?
Have a look here.
It's no longer a home. But I thought I'd be smart and barricade myself in, barricade my door.
Give me 2 seconds, sir. I just need to find this for you, and once I've got this location on the file, I can go from there. Let me just have a look. And that would have been in around about the 80s now. Here. And is it Bornman Street spelled B-O-R-N-M-O-N?
Say that again, please, sorry.
Sorry, is it Bornman Street spelled B-O-R-N-M-O-N?
It could well be, I could try on Google Maps, I suppose, but you just got off the train and it was the first street that faced.
What train would it be?
The first street that faced it was like a building.
What train station would be that? Would that be?
Stevenson.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Stevenson. Train station.
The reason that I barricaded my door, I'd done that, I didn't think. I just thought, I've not got an armour, I'll be smart. If you know what I mean. But.
We've got that. Don't worry.
They couldn't care what, you know, North Stevenson and the country, and they came and got me. But I put my door.
So how was it Stewarton?
Stevenson.
No, sorry, the address was Bornman Street. Is that correct? Bornman Street?
Bornman Street, I don't know. Warner Street.
Do you know the Bournemouth Street?
Warner. W.
Oh, Warner Street, sorry. Yeah. So you remember being in a care home on Warner Street?
Yeah.
And then how long was you here for, roughly?
15 weeks and a couple of months.
Three months. And then after here, where did they move you to?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I barricaded my door and I'm home. It was smart, and I thought, not got an armour. So they phoned Care Law in North Stevenson to come down, and next thing I know, my door's getting an armour. And the Care Law staff went, you grab me the arms, and I'll grab the legs. And that's the way I was taken out, and thrown in the back of a car. All I said was get my train off. I'll get my stuff set up. It's just, and they took me up into the country and we are down and I took in that's all show there. Down the port.
And when they took you up into the country, is that where they took you to? Was that to Care Law?
Yeah, it was to North Dean, yeah. So in the And then in jail, going to school. I'm kissing a policeman. I had to sit through.
I'm going to go through this in as much detail with you now. I just need to know where you was at first. So first of all, you was in Warner Street for a few months. You barricaded your door there because of how they was treating you, and I'll go through what happened there. Then somebody from Care Law in North Stevenson has come down, smashed the door in with a hammer, grabbed you by your arms and your legs, put you in a van and taken you away to their care home, Care Law in North Stevenson.
And was it not a hammer, a rammer, police rammer?
Oh, police rammer, let me just get that changed with a rammer. And could I also ask you, how long was you at Kerlaw for? Was you there till you were around 16 then?
Bets and balls in my mum, they take me back, I go to my teacher. And sometimes I'd like come on and steal my phone. And sometimes I take it back, sometimes I don't.
Till around, so you was in and out of Kerlaw for till around 16?
Yeah, I was in Kerlaw for a wee while. Got out basically, got arrested one New Year's Eve. I had to sit in the cells all day.
Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this off with you. So let me just get this on here for you. So just give me 2 seconds. First memories of being taken to care was around 14 years old. He was placed in Stevenson Open Home, Warner Street. He remembers, let me just get that here. So around 14 years old, he was placed in a place, Stevenson's Open Home, Warner Street Home, it's called. He remembers it was very close to Stevenson train station, and he was here for around 3 months. Whilst he was here, so this is, first of all, we're just talking about Warner Street Care Home at the moment. Did anybody comfort you or settle you in at all?
No, I've got a worker. She's all right with me and that, but sometimes, like, taxi would come for me to take me to jail and to school and that, and I'd just get bored. Next day that would go, because they pay you at the end of the week. If you like,
and while she was here, did you receive any mental abuse or physical abuse here? Did they hit you in any way, shape or form?
Not more than speaking of.
Here they was not physical. Mental discomfort.
It's when you go to the big places. They should be locked up. The keys should be thrown away.
We got here. I wasn't here long. What happened while you barricaded yourself in here?
I don't know about the rooftop extension.
So when you barricaded yourself at Warner Street Home, what was the reason? Was somebody? Was you hiding from somebody? Had you done something wrong?
No, I just thought I'd be smart.
To be left alone. No problem.
It's at that age, isn't it?
Cheeky
son,
I was. And then the next thing, of course, which is just a child, he wants some privacy, he wants to be left alone. The next thing he remembers was his bedroom door was rammed in with a police rammer by the staff of here and her law. From it was North Stevenage, wasn't it, where they come from?
North Stevenson, yeah, in the country.
North Stevenson. From North Stevenson, Pitt and Kidd, North Stevenson Care Home. And they
my room so deep.
After scaring the hell out of me. Into the country somewhere where you then realised you was then being placed under the care of Kerlaw from North Stevenson.
Yeah.
My boy
didn't like it beating up.
I get that here.
I didn't make sense, no.
Where he realised he was being...
Oh, very nice that he's getting picked up by the arms and legs.
the minute I got here. So the second that you got to that care law, what was it like? Did they start abusing you straight away?
Nah, it was more of it there. Kind of the past, it always used to be there. But I was like looking at my window and I was like, excuse me, and I'm here in Thompson, and Venables up there, Baby Hills up there. That plays in my mind.
The cells, was they in care law, the cells?
It was just like rooms I was in. But one day it was like Glasgow boys were like, oh, the kettle's on and it's come over you.
Let me just get here. So I just need to get here. I just need to get it down. So while she was at near Kilo, North Stevenson, the minute you got there, would they call you any names? What names do you remember them calling you, or how would they address you? Would they ever pick at you here?
Well, I was taunting you, but it's just like, don't rattle. I learned that at a young age, not the right thing.
Let me have a look.
They're the bosses. They can do whatever they want to.
Pushing me around. Was the bigger boys there? So obviously, was the older children allowed to pick on you?
They tried. Daily,
I would try and defend myself, but
the bad one said one day, the kettle's on, it was going to be me.
And he said the kettle's on.
The kettle's on, it's not on me.
And did they ever do anything with the kettle to hurt you?
Nah, they can't catch me.
Kettle's on.
But it's just, you don't forget him, that.
No, of course, which has stuck with me for life. Here, did they ever hit you with anything like the belt, the cane, the shoe, or anything like that at all?
I would just retaliate.
And what would happen when you'd retaliate? How would they punish you? Would they restrain you?
Yeah, they'd be looking at me then. I would just lie and do my solitary.
And did they ever lock you away in these cells? Did you ever be kept alone in these rooms or anything like that?
Yeah.
These rooms, they called cells. And was it just like empty rooms?
Well, there's a bed, that's about it.
And how long would you say you'd be left there for, the longest?
7 days.
The day bed. And we'd be left here for 7 days sometimes. With limited food and drink. Did you ever, in any way, shape or form, remember any staff members' names at all?
Thompson and Venables up there at that point.
Hiding Thompson Venable?
Yeah, I heard they were hiding them up there. And they let a baby killer out to go to college to give him a second chance.
We're getting that on here. When you was also here, do you remember, was there any, like in regards to showers, did the staff ever watch you while she was showering, or would they put you in cold baths or anything like that?
Not that I can remember, but...
So when you would go to the showers, do you feel like, would the staff accompany you there?
Nah, you wouldn't be able to go to showers or something. caught everywhere.
Did you ever get sexually assaulted in any of these places or witness any sexual assault to any other members?
No, no, I stayed a bit. I just thought that.
And would they come into your room at night time to try it?
Yep. I've learned to bank recently, that is.
Well, how are they?
They came near me to get my toothbrush.
That's them, amazing. Oh, man. Did they stop you from seeing your family on the weekends?
They started letting out the machine, not at the start, they just sort of build that up.
No problem. In regards to, did they ever break anything of yours? Have you got any memories where they physically threw you about? How would they beat you up? Have you ever remember being black and blue or with any broken bones or bleeding or anything like that on any occasions?
Nah, it's just for the cops, really.
No problem. It was with the what, sorry?
That's just for the police, I get that.
No problem. So after you was here at Kilo, where did you then get moved to?
I've still got to school at Jules, and I think my mum that took me back. And it was
from here. So from this care home, so the care home that really was affecting you was at Kilo.
Yeah.
He was placed back in the care of mum.
I was going to, Rosemount in IT, but when Rosemount walk up is Jack Perry, just for the record.
Jack Berry?
Jack Perry.
You remember Jack Perry? And was Jack Perry, was he a staff member?
Yeah, he was a child? He was my worker at Rosemount.
He was a worker. And was he nice to you, or would he be finished?
Yeah, no, he's a good worker. So was the other ones.
So he was a
John
good one.
John Ferguson and Sundale's class.
So Jack Perry, was Jack nice to you, or was Jack abusive?
No, Jack was a good guy. You know, he knew everybody.
Was a good guy.
Yeah, they helped me.
And attempted to help him on occasions. Do you remember any staff members that would hit you?
No.
Don't worry.
I had to go to two, but everybody else is one. My social worker, his name is Graham Boyd. Apparently he's the head social worker now with Hank. To be honest.
Was called Graham Boyd. He also remembers this.
That was everybody's social worker. And I remember meeting the head person, Jules, and all that. There's a lot of stuff going on, like at school. It was ridiculous to go there and sit through chapel. I'm pressing a Protestant, it's not very nice.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I'm glad that somebody's people just
So really, your full time was your full time throughout care was basically at Care Law in North Stevenson. That was the majority of where you was, and that's where you had the abuse. Is that correct, or is there any other places where you was abused that you want me to get noted down for you?
Jewland.
Jewland.
Jewland. Yeah.
How's that spelled?
It starts with a G.
So then you... Boys school. And you was placed here... Was you placed here after Care's Law?
I was there before Care Law. I was still getting picked up in a taxi in the morning to go to Jewland at school. And Care Law at school.
So was that before you went to Care, that, the first time, or...?
Before I started.
Was that before you went to Stevenson? Was that before you was placed in Warren Street Home?
Just before.
Okay, let me just and it was placed in boys' school. Where was it in the boys' school? What happened in here? How long was you at the boys' school for? How long was you there for?
The
How long was you in the Care Law Boys' School for? In Galen Boys' School?
Months, I think.
How long was you at the Boys' School for? Was you there for 2 weeks? Was you there for 2 years?
It's hard to remember in my head, so...
Don't worry, for a few months. And whilst he was here, he suffered with severe...
I was in Dumbarton for a few days.
Is that Galen's Boys' School in Dumbarton?
It may well be.
In Dumbarton. And what happened whilst you was here?
I was arrested in New Year's Eve. I had to wait in the emergency worker all day. I just got into my new room where the bell was going. Then it was bad head, but living there about five other people in the room. It was like, it was alright, but they wouldn't accept me full time. And they just ended up having to put me in the Fox Bar Hotel, bed and breakfast.
So you didn't really get beat up while she was at Galen Boys' School? Did you get abused here?
No. They tried it. They were very good, Charlie. I walked all the way home for days. What did that tell you?
That's you. And was that sexual abuse that he tried to do? Is it sexual abuse that he tried to do to you?
Yeah.
Excuse me here. No, that's for something. Let me have a look here. Perfect. So I feel like I have got enough information from you. Let me just get that here for this moment in time. Over time, this has ruined... He has... And do you have anxiety and things like that now? Depression?
Yeah. Get prescribed to my anxiety disorder and I might be getting a rise and he's in the elderly rise and next appointment. Something has to be done about these people as well because we deserve human rights at the end of the day.
Yeah, most definitely. Appointment. So you check on him. He has had his whole life ruined because of the neglect. So we are going to reassure you, we are going to get you some justice. Everything that we've discussed today, I'm going to make sure I get this jotted up properly for you. And what I am going to do is make sure I get this submitted for you right away today. Now, I am going to get this case submitted over. What I'm also going to do for you, Paul, just give me a second. I'll do it whilst you're on the phone with me. I'm going to send over a text message to you and an email, and I will need you to send that back, but that will allow me to get your case sent off for you right away. So I'll help you do it whilst you're on the phone. Just give me 2 seconds, darling. Don't worry. I can reassure you that we will make sure we get you justice back. I understand. No justice. My name is Billy. What I will do for you after this call is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. So that way you have my contact details there. And if you want to track your claim with me at any time, or if you have any questions, then all you need to do is just drop me a message and I can give you a call straight back and let you know where your case is up to, okay?
It'll take me some next 10 months.
Now, you've just had an email sent over to you, and you've also should have a text message that's coming through to your phone right about now. Will you just see if that's come through for me, please?
Excuse me?
So I've just sent over an email to you, and I've just sent you a text message. Will you just see if they've both come through for me, please? So it should say Zoho Sign in your emails or on your text messages. You should have a text from Zoho Sign.
Hello.
Hiya.
I've got the email, I've got a text saying.
Perfect. So if you go on the text for me, that'll probably be a bit easier. Go on the text message for me and press sign document.
Is this the right one? Zoho Sign.
Zoho Sign, yep, that's correct. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, correct.
Right, I press on that.
Yeah, so if you press Zoho Sign for me, sign document. And then it should say, proceed to document. Yeah, and then it should say, I acknowledge. Agree and accept.
I put the test on, don't I?
Yeah.
And then agree.
Then there should be a little box with a red star next to it that says signature signed by the client. If you click on that for me. And then once you've typed, and then does it say sign or finish in the corner anywhere?
No, it just says you've signed this document.
Perfect, that's correct.
Email to me, print and download.
Brilliant, that's done. What else I also need from you is, I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp now. Like I said, let me just have a look here, actually. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, brilliant. No problem. So I was going to do a conversation with you on WhatsApp. Just give me a second. I'm just going to bob you a message over now. On the message, all I'm going to ask for is a picture of your ID, which is driver's license, passport, or provisional. and a letter, any letter that is dated to you in the last 3 months. We just need to know it's you receiving the payment, yeah, and it's your address that it's going to.
My photograph on the driving license expired, but it's the same.
Okay. As long as we can see your face on it, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So if you could send me a picture of your driver's license for me, and then if you send me a picture of a letter, any letter, it could be even a bill.
But even like if it's not a date, because I'm not allowed to drive now.
Don't worry. We just need to see that the picture, basically, so we know it's you getting the money, and the address will show on the letter where you're living at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. Was that I'm looking for again? What is that I do?
So if you could just send me a picture of your driver's license, please. Yeah. Do you know how to do that, or do you need me to talk you through it?
No. My head boys, it's been so much pain myself.
Don't worry, I'm here to help you through it all, so do not worry.
I've got in front of me, I've got the photo.
Perfect.
Details, copy of that board set as wallpaper, move to secure folder print.
So if you go onto WhatsApp, itself and click on the message that I sent you. And then in the bottom corner, there should be like a little plus sign or a little camera emoji. Perfect. And if you could do the same thing now and just take a picture of a letter for me, letter that has your name and address on there and the date, please. Any letter will do, don't worry.
Because I didn't go to school properly. You see.
Do not worry, honestly, I'm here. You're doing a great job. A lot of people are still struggling at this point. You just got the first one through. So I'll tell you again, if you go back onto WhatsApp, where I've messaged you, it'll be easier for you to send it that way.
And leave it at that.
Perfect. Let me have a look here. Let me make sure it's correct. That's brilliant. Well done. So now we've got that. That is everything for you, Paul. Your case is going to be submitted for you right now. And I will keep you updated over the next few weeks. Now, if you have any questions for me, you just add me a message on WhatsApp and I will give you a call straight back. Yeah. But I will look forward to keeping you updated. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. Okay, darling.
Yeah. So what we're talking about here, winning and losing.
So what you're going to get money back, what's going to happen now is we've got everything from you, which is perfect. The solicitor is going to contact you in a few weeks in regards to the value of your claim, and then we can let you know how much your claim's going to be, but it can take anything up to 8 months. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, darling. Well, thank you. And you have a lovely afternoon. And if you need me, you just message me, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Cheers, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.